away for the holidays. You can't beat home, sweet home.
For the holidays, you can't beat home.
Every couple tries to stop. rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way.
A Christmas day underway. Good evening and welcome, my friend. It's not going to be a hard candy Christmas here tonight. No, no, no. It's going to be a soft, wonderful, warm, enveloping Christmas night with stories and songs and memories and traditions to bless you and those that you love. If you are alone on this Christmas night, I want you to know that you are not alone. You are not alone. And I will be here for you all night long. You're listening to Delilah, Sonoma County's one and only KZST.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
Fentanyl overdoses are happening at an alarming rate in Sonoma County. Laura shares her tragic loss.
My son, Kian, was 30 years old. He passed away last summer. He had struggled with the opioid use disorder for several years. In 2018, got into rehab and had been sober ever since. He was actually working as a manager for a facility when all this happened.
So how does fentanyl affect decision making?
He was somebody that knew a lot about drugs, had worked with a lot of people that had struggled with fentanyl. Mm-hmm. He had never used it before.
How dangerous is fentanyl really?
Fentanyl is just so strong. It's 100 times stronger than morphine. The way that the drugs work on the brain, they really shut down your prefrontal cortex, which throws off the brain chemistry entirely. Decision making is poor.
Learn more at onepillsonoma.org.
Don't jingle like a jingle bell. It ain't made by a bunch of elves. It don't come from the old North Pole. Can't be delivered by a ho, ho, ho. What it is, you're gonna love it. You can't get too much of it. You can't fight with the roller green.
Christmas.
I'm giving you all my love for Christmas. I'm giving you all my love. So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is
this is Delilah. Who's on the phone line with me?
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. Do you have a wonderful Christmas memory or a tradition or a Hanukkah story to share with me?
Well, it's not anything like that. It's just I'm thinking of my fiancé right now.
What's your honey's name?
John.
And will you see John this holiday season?
Oh, yes. This is going to be our first Christmas together as a couple and new parents.
Wow, you had a busy year.
Yeah.
you just got together this year and you already have a little one?
Well, no, we've known each other for like a year, but we really weren't dating. So he just proposed to me and we have the baby on the way. The baby's not born yet and I'm really excited.
So you've had a lot of changes this year.
Yeah.
Boy or girl, or do you know yet?
It's a boy.
And when's your baby due?
Not till January, but we think he's going to be an early one. This is going to be interesting for me because there's three of us pregnant. It's me and two best friends of mine. We're due. I'm due in January. My friend's due in February, and the other one's due in March.
Oh, that means you'll get to raise your babies together and go walking together and go through the teething stages together and the terrible twos together.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling out your hair together.
Yes.
All right. What song do you want to hear tonight?
I'm going to let you pick it since you pick good songs out.
All right. I'll do that for you. You have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Oh,
variety, the best music. KZS.